Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Voters in Georgia and Alabama head to the polls today for primary runoff elections with several important local races on the ballot and the 2026 election season taking shape. In Dade County, Republican voters decide the District 1 County Commission race between Jane Dixon and Robbie Ryan. Neither candidate received the majority needed to win outright during the May primary, forcing today's runoff. In Jackson County, Alabama, Republican voters will choose their party's nominee for sheriff. Chief Deputy Eric Woodall and Lieutenant Craig Holcomb advanced to the runoff after emerging as the top vote-getters in last month's primary election. While local voters focus on today's races, in Georgia, attention is also turning towards statewide elections later this year. Governor Brian Kemp is term limited and cannot seek re-election. He's thrown his support toward Republican Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, who has entered the governor's race. Other statewide offices expected to be on the Georgia ballots include Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, Attorney General, Commissioners of Agriculture, Insurance and Labor, Public Service Commission, and State School Superintendent. Election officials remind voters that ballots must be cast at assigned precincts in Georgia and Alabama today. Make sure to bring a valid photo ID. Polls will be open until 7 local time in both states. Google is making another investment in Jackson County, announcing plans to spend $1.5 billion over the next 2 years expanding its data center campus at the former Widows Creek power plant site. That'll bring about 1,000 contract workers to the area during construction. The company says the investment will support continued growth of their operation while creating construction jobs, supporting local businesses, and expanding community programs throughout Northeast Alabama. Google has operated its Jackson County data center since 2019 and says the facility helps power services used every day, including online banking, emergency communications, hospitals, Google Search, and Google Maps. As a part of the announcement, Google unveiled a new $2 million energy impact fund that will help qualifying families and schools reduce energy costs through weatherization and efficiency improvements. The fund will be administered through partnerships with TVA and the Community Action Agency of Northeast Alabama. The company also announced over a $500,000 donation to the Jackson County School District to provide STEM education kits for students in grades 4-8. School officials say the funding will expand hands-on science, technology, engineering, and math learning opportunities across the district. While Jackson County is celebrating that new $1.5 billion expansion announced by Google, leaders to the south in DeKalb County are taking a cautious approach to potential future data center development. During a meeting last week, the Fort Payne City Council discussed whether the city should establish regulations and safeguards for data centers and other large-scale energy projects before any formal proposals are submitted. Council President Todd Simpson said city leaders want to be proactive rather than waiting until a project is already under construction. The discussion comes as data centers continue to expand across Alabama, including the facility in Jackson County and those in Huntsville and the Birmingham area. Officials noted that Fort Payne's existing water and electrical infrastructure could make the city an attractive location for future development. However, leaders say they want to ensure proper protections are in place before considering any large-scale projects. No action was taken, and city leaders stopped short of proposing a moratorium on data centers or energy projects, instead referring the matter to the Fort Payne Planning Commission for further study and recommendations. In Marion County, the Jasper Highlands Fire Department has joined the Tri-State Mutual Aid Association, giving the department access to a regional network of fire, rescue, emergency management, and specialized response agencies across Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia. Department officials say the partnership will improve coordination during major emergencies and provide faster access to additional personnel, equipment, and specialized resources when needed. The agreement is designed to strengthen responses to large fires, severe weather, hazardous materials incidents, and other major emergencies. The Jasper Highlands Fire Department has served the community since 2016 and says the new partnership will enhance its ability to protect residents and support regional emergency preparedness. In sports, the Georgia Bulldogs lost to Oklahoma 4-3 in the College World Series last night. They dropped to the loser's bracket and will play Texas again this evening in an elimination game. To reach the finals, the Bulldogs now have to win 3 straight. Best of luck to the Dogs as they continue in the College World Series. After a day off for travel, the Braves are at home against San Francisco for the next three. Airtime tonight, 6 o'clock. The first pitch at 7:15. That will be the case for games 2 and 3 tomorrow and Thursday as well. Braves fans can catch all the action here on your home of the Braves for three decades. Classic hits, KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverday.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR. 101.3, 106.1, 104.3 FM, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.